This is the sound of greasy conversation, the talk show, beginning to happen to you. In fact, it's beginning to happen to us all.
Immortal.
I hope that I'm enough volume over the music. Let's grab these headphones here. Everyone grab your headphones and put on headphones with me. This is episode number 4, and this is Woz, supposedly. It's W-O-Z, and then supposedly spelled like you'd expect. And then we're going to pull this down. We're getting into episode 4 of this action. If you weren't already aware, greasyconversation.com is the place that you go for this to happen to you. And Greg, also known as Mallow Jones, to you guys, totally got towed in front of his apartment. Some of these apartments over here are crazy, tow crazy. Anyway, not like the part of your feet, but like what happens to your car. Brief preview of what we've got in store for today to get you guys all pumped with excitedness. We've got a whole festival of little news-like things. I'm not going to say it's all going to be political. It definitely won't be, but I have to before Danny, who does not like anything political to happen near him, arrives, that we've had no meaningful legislation really occur, and everyone's going to summer break. So wave bye to your senators and congresspeople and your White House folks, because they're all doing their summer break thing now, all on vacation. I'm not going to comment on Trump's vacation as much as he's played a lot more golf than Obama did, for criticizing Obama for a lot of golf. Just saying. But yeah, the White House is getting new air conditioning. That's super exciting, right, everybody? That's the kind of exciting show you have in store right now. The White House is getting new air conditioning for the next 2 weeks. So Trump's supposedly on a working vacation, which means, like, he'll be sitting on the golf course with a laptop in his lap and a Bluetooth in his ear making deals, right? Sure, I'm sure that's what's going to happen. Totally dealing it up. In fact, we just passed a new, I don't know if it's legislation or whatever, but like there's something getting passed with foreign policy. Everything I bring up that's news, you totally have to Google it to get the rest of it. I'm just giving you little hints, little dustings of stuff going on. But he reluctantly, I don't know if he had to sign it or not, but he reluctantly went with a new bill that's historic that limits the power of the president to make decisions with, and basically to make deals. It's like, yeah, I can't make deals now. All right, I'm trying to squeeze out all the political things before Danny gets here. Get ready, it's part of the game that's going on. Political squeeze, get ready. This is the political squeeze sound. All right, we've also got Martin Scorsese, your guys' favorite dude, famous for the price hike on the AIDS drug and another anti-worming medicine that he raised the price of to like 4,000%, and it was all like poor folks in impoverished African deserts with parasites that he jacked up the price in this medicine like crazy. But so everyone hates him for that and for that move. But it turns out he also got in a little bout of securities fraud. That little sound there, this is the sound, hear that? That's very ASMR, right? That's Bud Light Platinum. Bud Light Platinum, we're sponsoring them, they're not sponsoring us. We totally gave them $7 in sponsorship money, and they helped us out with this free pack of these fellas. Anyway, Martin Scorsese, he just got sentenced to 3 of the 8 counts of securities fraud that he was up against, and he's totally calling it a victory. He's like, yes, great, that's less than the big stuff isn't happening. Probably not going to see prison time. But, on the other hand, you know who is going to see up to 20 years of prison time that you probably were not expecting to see any kind of jail? Get ready. Moment of patience. Suspense. Wait for it. Who's seeing 20 years of prison time? Probably almost. Volkswagen. Dude from Volkswagen, executive, just got sentenced. If you weren't following that, Volkswagen was cheating on emissions with their diesel vehicles. The vehicles were programmed specifically in their software to run low emissions when the vehicle seemed like it was being tested, and then just go nuts and blare out diesel grossness uninhibitedly for maximum fuel efficiency and performance the moment the car was sure it wasn't being tested. So many Volkswagen officials knew about this, people at Bosch, people at Audi, and it's rampant. There's even other auto manufacturers completely separate that are... it's slowed me down. Completely separate that are looking at their code that are under scrutiny now, too. I just got a little text from my buddies. We're all coming. And also, gentle reminder, I'm counting on all of you to get in the comments on the video and participate. And you, too, can help me remember to stop the show on time so it doesn't steal part of the time of the next show that's on. My hugest apologies. Totally lame of me. Taken full credit for the show that I womped on a little bit last week. Okay, so we've got a video feed of this as well. I would love it if you had both going on at once. In fact, I know there's many devices in your home that can get on the internet and can look and go to websites and stuff. Get them all going. Get them all going to RadioVegas.rocks, sponsored by Cold Cock Whiskey, which is American herbal flavored whiskey. And it's yummy. You can just nip at it all the live long day. And RadioVegas.rocks, go there, hit that play button on just a bunch of devices. I don't care if you mute them. They don't need to have speakers. Just hit that play button. Help out our stats. If you help our stats and we're helping the earth, then you're helping the earth stats. And then everyone lives and grows together. And they like it. And they like it a lot. So... views are ramping up on that view thing that you view at when you go to the Greasy Conversation Facebook page. Go there, touch it. Volkswagen did that thing. Two more Greasy bandmates are coming to spin that wheel. If you're not already familiar with this little piece of magic we have, there's a wheel, a wheel of wheels. When you spin the wheel of wheels, it determines which wheel we spin. So... that's on the docket today. The Bitcoin thing going on. Oh, I think we've got people coming. There's a couple things going on with Bitcoin. There's a new branch off of it called Bitcoin Cash. And for a while, people weren't really adopting it. Yo, Art. But apparently Coinbase, one of the biggest wallets, just grudgingly agreed that they would, but it'd be in January. So your money just has to sit in there. So, not doing the call-in today. I just got a message reaching in. I don't have all the phone time set up for that, nor am I super psyched about it compared to this day and age when we're used to texting each other and how much I honestly feel like a wet cat with any kind of phone interaction anyway. So to bring phones into this sacred forum that we have together to learn and grow, with some telephone thing involved, I'd much rather you hopped on the Greasy Conversation Facebook page and commented on that video, and we will interact with that comment live. And if you're worth it, we'll just call you. I mean, we can do that. I'm not saying completely no phones, but the call-in thing, not the most, hermity compatible thing to someone that massively, massively prefers texts happening. So anyway, Art, the guitarist, just walked in. Oh, yeah. That's happening. And so did you beat Danny? Yes. And you're hanging with your beautiful children. You left the ugly ones at home, thank goodness. Good job on that. Now, I need to have a sip of this Bud Light Platinum, and this is the sound regarding that. Get ready. Ah, thirst vanquished once again. Behold. Now, together. Now I'm getting away from the mic. Together we're gonna spin the wheel of wheels. Get ready. It's wheel spinning time. This is a sound about that. What's it say? Wheel. Okay. Wheel of wheels spinneth. The video people can see. Oh, I'm near another mic, huh? Neat. We got mics new where I am. Did I unplug this? yay, this is fun. I'm like in a magical wonderland. Oh, we immediately got the ESL game. Okay. You guys, you should all be in a room with just a bunch of condenser mics and headphones everywhere that you can just put on and talk to any mic and wear any headphones and just feel the mysterious gladness constantly. That's the situation we want to bring to you. Okay, I spun the ESL wheel after spinning the wheel of wheels to determine which wheel we spin. The ESL game, if you're new to that, is... Let me tell you over here. Let me have an intimate moment. Okay. I spun the wheel of wheels, determined which wheel we spin. Got the ESL game. ESL stands for English as a Second Language. We're going to discuss whatever that wheel spins upon as if English were not our first language. And what that wheel spun upon this time was empathy. So, hey, we've got art here. The best thing about art is English is actually his second language.
And hola, gente!
This so one? We have to talk about empathy. I love there's like a knock at the door with that sound. That's fun. We're going to learn and grow and discover together. And part of what we're discovering is what these awesome buttons do. Like, there's a space one. That's great. Ah, I see what you're doing there. I should mute you. Do that. Right. Video people got another special adventure. See, now the cable's not long to get around that part. So look what you did. Now you need to untape that one part. So I feel that you're muted. I feel embarrassment for you unplugging things. And my feel that empathy. Ta-da! I did it.
I think it's good now. Anyways, español.
That's how the
it was my first language.
ESL game is played. That was a 6-pointer. I'm sorry. Part of the fun of the ESL game is that you can score yourself. You got to be honest about it.
I scored with myself this morning.
You lose points.
You know, wife's out of town.
So you lose points if you give yourself too high of a score. That's part of the rules. So now you have to tell me about empathy, but with no big English words, only little ones.
I'm sorry, what?
That's the ESL game.
So I have to tell
empathy.
You.
Empathy. Oh, I spun the wheel, and the wheel landed on the word empathy. So that's our ESL topic.
So you have to explain empathy to somebody that doesn't speak a lot of English.
Yeah, or even just say something about it. You don't necessarily have to explain it.
Will you explain that for me real quick?
Oh, like I did an amazing one earlier. Let's see if I can beat it.
Honestly, though, so a lot of people get misled by my lack of accent. But actually, I'm really illiterate. I've only read like one book my whole life. I base all my speech from movies and music, but don't really know a lot of words. So it makes it hard for me to write music and lyrically.
This is, I totally feel you in spite of laughing at you. Sorry.
No, it's funny because, like I said, I don't use it like a clutch or anything, but a lot of people are like, why don't you know that word? And I was like, well, you don't know what a lot of words that I know mean.
Yeah, you know? I know a bunch of words you don't, dude. I know a lot more words. I know a whole other language worth of words, so exactly. Lay off my back on this one.
People are mean about it.
Well, now I feel bad.
So what I understand empathy, it's like when you feel you put yourself in other people's shoes, you're like, oh, I feel what you're feeling. Isn't that empathy?
Hella.
Boom.
Destroyed it.
Done. And that's coming from a true ESL.
Yeah. A real deal ESL.
Real deal ESL eel.
Dude, so we're going to spin another wheel. I need to reposition you over to that over there.
Coming up.
So let me move you. That's the sound of your movement. Okay.
Look at my boy.
Holla?
Look at my tail.
Oh, great. I don't know if he's in the fisheye. Probably not. I'm not thoughtful like that.
No, it's okay. It's a good thing because Last week he wasn't quite the audience member. He was a little difficult.
How old is he now?
Almost 7 months.
So
7 months on the 13th. For the first year, I feel like you get away with the whole set, like months and weeks. After a year, that's just annoying.
Well, also, you're below the threshold of understanding vulgarity. So you've got quite a while before he understands, like, how awful a thing you might say.
Oh, even in front of Lil.
Yeah, this is all calibrated.
For the viewers, or the listeners, for all the listeners, yeah, my son's almost 7 months, and my daughter's five, but she's got headphones on, and she's... can't hear what we're talking about, so...
Yeah, we totally...
It's very censored for the children.
Vulgarity precautions.
Absolutely.
For delicateness. And... spin that wheel. Spin it! All right.
Spinning it.
There's a...
I'm totally gonna spin
that
it.
That one ends abruptly.
Wheel... So, do I just click on it? Oh, yeah, there we go.
You see how you can scroll? Go to scroll to the top wheel.
Got it.
And then...
spin it. Spin it. Spin it. Spin it. Spin it.
The marketing game.
Yes! Okay, so now we're going to spin... scroll down to the marketing wheel. And we're going to spin the marketing wheel. Marketing wheel.
Marketing wheel.
These wheels are awesome. These wheels are super awesome. X-Men for Hire.
Yes! This is such a good one. Okay, so what we got to do is we got to sell the concept of X-Men. Like... So if you need something done around the house like handyman, don't just call someone that just comes up with like tools and stuff. Have a bona fide X-Men do it. Someone that studied with Professor Xavier. You know, a lot of kids went to that school for gifted youngsters. They can't all be superheroes. But this person can be a superhero for you. This person can be a superhero to your grandma. Your superhero next door. It's beautiful. So, like, my grandmother, for example, bought this silly house that had smoke detectors way, way up there. What was she going to do?
Call
X-Men for Hire.
Mr. Stretchy Face.
Here's the thing. I know there's plenty of other listings in your phone book for mutants. And I know that's not the most culturally sensitive term to use, but people that are paranormally gifted. But none of them are X-Men. That's the thing.
X-Men
you have to study.
Certified.
If
X-Men
you
certified.
Don't study with the floating wheelchair guy, Professor Xavier himself, number one. If you don't study with him, you're not an X-Men.
No, you have to have studied. You have to have at least an associate's.
You're baloney. You're some skeezy mutant.
If they had degrees, what would they be?
Your degree is X-Men. That's what you put as your thing.
You're just X-Men. You're like, you're not a doctor or like a bachelor.
You are, exactly. You're
Wait,
an X-Men.
Back to that.
That's like, the term. Like,
so you're
so
X-Men.
You'd be X-Men art.
Okay.
Art, comma,
X-Men Danny.
X-Men, yeah. X-Men Danny.
X-Men Nancy. My shirt.
What
Thanks,
up,
I
Nancy?
It.
Yo, I made it.
Oh, baby.
That, did you take the graphic of the sticker and put it?
No, I just took the image of on Google.
That looks amazing. Can you show the camera right there? So,
hey everybody, we made it. We made it.
Thank you, Danny.
Vegas traffic, not cool.
And he's here.
Well, it's in the rain, too. We're having our monsoon season. That's another piece of news.
Can you grab me one?
We have all our rain, like, all at once. Yeah, climb into that.
And it's crazy, man. It's just crazy.
Describe the flavor.
People forget how to drive.
Blue.
Forget how to drive. Let's talk about Vegas traffic for 1 second. And how horrible it is. We're full. Leave.
America.
America.
Speaking of ESL.
No, really, thank you for paying our taxes.
Flavors.
Everyone that comes and visits. Describe the flavor. Tell me. Flavor?
Thank you for dishwashing.
How do you love it? How
do
you
love
it?
It's delicious.
What's it called?
It's called Platinum.
Who's it made by?
It's called Luxury.
It's made by Greasy.
Luxury Platinum.
Oh, hey. Let's shout out some actual sponsors now that we've got everyone here. Spunk Lube is an actual sponsor.
Lube.
That's a real product.
And it's pretty greasy.
It's a sexual lubricant that resembles semen, just like its name implies. If you need that, this is the one. And also, it's good for you. Also, Dude Wipes.
Oh, the Dude Wipes.
You can wipe ladies with them, too. Dude Wipes.
I'm gonna have to grab some of those actually before we leave.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You get one wipe per visit. One wipe. I hope you brought a plastic baggie.
That's all I need is one wipe. One wipe.
Where's the powdery thing I had?
One wipe chill.
That's called Zip Fizz, and it's good for you. And
it's amazing. Can you throw me a Zip Fizz?
The commercial for it is
so
good.
Oh, yeah. Zip Fizz. They're actually really good. You want to put it in your beer when your beer is less than a sixth full.
You also want to put it in your beard.
How do you measure a sixth?
Well, I don't know if you want it in your beer, but I want it.
You cut it in half?
Exactly. It's a third.
¿Y cuál quieres, mijo?
Divided by two.
Okay. Hey. Also, Hangover Joe's.
Hey. I don't need one. Hey.
If you're going to have a hangover and then you have Hangover Joe's, it's probably one of the best things for it. So, also, my first name is Joe, and that's not why I like Hangover Joe's. Also, it's yummy.
Yummy.
Yummy. So, did we market enough? Oh, Danny, we're playing the marketing game. And
yes,
we're
we
talking
are.
About X-Men for hire.
X-Men for ooh.
Yeah, just don't like hire just any skeezy mutant to go fly through your place and unscrew light bulbs and fix
stuff. Got a raccoon
stuff.
Problem?
Yeah, you Call want a X-Men. Real X-Men. You want Call someone that's X-Men. Studied with Professor X.
I want Rogue. I like Rogue.
See, you don't just get Rogue. She's like a superhero. You get like some.
You just don't get Rogue.
There's a lot of people that went to that university.
Con. He's got a good point.
They can't
all
be superheroes. No.
What about Electro Man?
Shoot,
yeah.
If that's what you would want to call your glorified handyman, that's
kind of Danny's thing.
Yeah. Electro Man. That's
he's kind
that's
of Electro Man. If we were all X Men, he'd be Electro Man for sure.
I like it.
Oz, you would be Professor X, obviously.
Dude, yeah, I'll be like the one that walks around though. I'll be Walkie X. My superpower is all the same stuff, but also I can walk around.
I want the power to where you can like shut stuff off too.
See, my special power is to do really pointless, non-productive guitar exercise.
It went from having one to us being
the exercises for a guitar that don't make you a better guitar player. That's my special power.
Like just
I'd come to your house and I'd annoy you with my guitar.
I
want to
control it like
practicing.
Awesome.
Like strobe lights.
That what?
Like my eyes turn into LEDs.
I gotta hire you for my next rave.
That's such a useless ability.
I'm gonna perform for
it's
18
totally
hours.
Useless.
And just perform exercises on
if
the guitar.
If Greasy had any good abilities, we probably wouldn't be Greasy.
Welcome.
I will always be Greasy. Don't you take that from me.
I will bleed Greasy.
I will bleed Greasy.
We bleed Grease.
We bleed Grease. The red and yellow.
Hey, we're releasing two albums really soon. Do you guys want to discuss what we title them on air real quick?
The long discussion we had?
No, this will be short, I promise.
Oh.
So, you know I made the stickers say, I think you're, and just that?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. Awesome, like this shirt.
Yeah.
Wave at the camera. I want to put an album together of all the stuff that we did multi-track at the Griffin, part of which for the NPR Tiny Desk, the Tiny Desk sessions.
Yeah, those are fun.
And I want to use that as the title, so it's like
that's
we.
That's mine. Broken.
And I was hoping to do some kind of album with that title, so that the stickers would already be out there, and then surprise, there's an album with that title after you've all already seen the stickers for like a year. So
I like that.
That sound good?
Nobody's ever done.
Yeah.
Okay. Now this idea is more controversial.
Okay.
I've been wanting to release the Third Street album that's on YouTube. I remastered it, so to speak, and I've been sitting on it, just gonna blend in a little bit of bass from Jules Manning on a song, and then it's like done. But I've been sitting
you,
on
Jules.
It, and I think there's a problem I have with just naming it like Third Street.
Which one was that exactly?
That's the one we're in front of Rockin' Noodles.
All right.
Well, you can if you listen closely, you can hear the sax.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm bringing the sax. I'm mixing the sax back in from
oh,
the video
thank
audio.
Thank goodness, because
yeah.
that sax.
I did
part
that in the video on YouTube.
Oh, see, I don't think I remember that.
There's, you can hear the
shout
sax
out
on
to
YouTube.
What is it? Sojourner.
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 Yeah. Sojourner.
Major shout out. Major shout out.
That was one of my favorite moments.
It's on YouTube. It's a favorite moment. Little band plug since it's like ad time right now.
So good.
And so that one though, here's the problem. Do I call it just Third Street, or do we give it like a more fun name? Like, I wanted to.
What about like Third Street Reloaded or something dumb like that?
Third Street Platinum, Fleet Premium. What were we talking about that last week? Premium.
Premium.
Third Street Street Premium.
Third Street 97.
Deluxe. No, it was Deluxe. That's what we were calling. We were talking about last week.
Third Street Deluxe.
Deluxe. But no, I'm not saying that we should name it that. I just
no. Referencing I think you're last premium. Week. All right.
Premium's pretty good.
You guys holler in the video thing also. Whether we do it for this one or not, I want to make stickers. Okay, visualize this in your mind.
Are we going to talk about our other endeavor?
Yeah.
Nah.
Anyway.
nah.
I want to make square stickers this time. Have them be a little cheaper and use the green. And
green?
Either do this, the like green and the cell it. Phone. Either do the what cell about, phone one.
I thought they were already square.
I know. We're going to use your stickers.
Hey.
Okay.
I thought they were already square.
No, that's a rectangle.
Square. A rectangle is a square.
Anyway, a square is a rectangle.
Oh, damn it. I got it wrong.
Damn it, you guys. Okay, so here's the thing. I want to hear some feedback on whether it should be this phone.
Okay.
Stoop next.
Second option.
Or the other option was just typography and then greasy, con, wait.
I like the phone.
Versation. Easy. GR. I'm sorry. GR. Then the next line, easy. Then the next line, con. And then ver. And then station. But here's the thing. Just in black, you have easy con. Like easy con. Then we have an album called Easy Con. And it's about like smooth.
Jazz.
I was going to say smooth criminals. But like.
In a sense, yeah.
Who's the guy with the green hat that was...
The Riddler.
Robin Hood. Robin Hood
Robin
style.
Hood.
Riddler, Robin Hood. You got
They're
it.
They're basically the same guy.
So anyway, feedback on those ideas. And then self-righteous band moment over. Let's spin another wheel. Right? All right.
Oh,
spin
where am I spinning?
Spin the top wheel. It's the wheel of wheels.
I'm so bad.
The wheel it determines
wheel of wheels.
Which wheel we spin.
Wheel.
Damn it.
Wheels.
Damn it.
Here we go.
What are you doing?
Character round. I just keep dropping stuff over here. It's crazy.
Character round.
Oh.
So I go to characters.
Yeah. Okay. This is where things get. Here you might have to spin this one a couple times.
Here we go. Here we go. I really like spinning.
It's happening.
Is that your new job? Do I sit up here?
Dragon cool that guards Ruby.
Oh, okay. Oh. This is great. So
I went to high school with Ruby.
Everyone went to high school with a Ruby.
I didn't.
All right. So spin the wheel of wheels again to start our next thing, and I'll introduce the dragon that guards the Ruby.
Dragon that guards the Ruby.
Yes. Only one man may touch that ruby.
Oh, why doesn't Marlo write a movie?
Tiny Tim. Even though Marlo's not here.
No, Marlo. 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 Marlo.
Mateo loves it.
We're going to make a movie. Do you know how it works?
Nope.
This is your first time spinning the wheel, Art.
Yep.
The wheel of wheel.
You go all the way down to the setting. Nah.
Setting?
Let's find the setting first.
Ooh.
After you traverse the gateway of your father, there's a chest containing his armor.
His father.
The chest opens when you touch the ruby. Only one man may touch that ruby.
Oh, one man.
On a plane.
I love how you'll hype man. Like,
always.
That's
my job.
I love it.
Best hype man ever.
Okay.
On a plane, and then it says respin.
Okay, so
on
one
plane,
of the settings
on a plane.
Is on a plane.
Ooh, like a private plane? The president's plane?
Okay.
No, like home.
Nah,
like,
dude.
Like,
the president's plane.
It turns out it's the president's plane. Not Air Force One, one of his other airplanes.
Yeah.
Because the current president has multiple airplanes.
Is it a president of some company?
Oh, it could
spinning
be.
Spinning again? This could decide what company this is.
The
or
setting?
Alien
the setting
planet.
Decides what company.
So,
the
president
alien
of the alien species.
There we
plane.
Go.
I like an alien.
But he has a plane.
It's a plane. It's a very simple, like, propeller plane?
Plane. Yeah.
It's a propeller plane. He's a hipster alien.
He's
like
antique
really
collector.
Into old school planes.
He's
an
really
antique
into
collector.
Old school American stuff. Oh, man. Okay. Oh, look how excited he is.
He's excited to eat. Who's not?
Okay, I'm going to spin another wheel. Get ready.
Uh-oh, Art's just playing daddy over here.
No,
just not even
spinning. What's more important? You're doing the more important part. Okay, let's find out our plots.
Alright, where to go? I go to plot?
I need to write these down, though, because I forget.
Yeah.
We're gonna
here we go.
Plot. Wait. Plot. On a plane.
These are for you, right?
On a plane.
You want these?
Sure. I probably should use those
headphones. On a plane.
All these headphones are made by Gangster, by the way. Gangster's a real company that makes headphones, and they're actually really good. I love them.
They're
pretty good. I have a pair I've had for a year. I don't know if they're currently a sponsor or if they're just forever a sponsor because they donated all these awesome headphones. And, like, none of them have broken yet. It's killer. They've been thrown around, too.
We're talking a documentary following a profession.
This is such a dumb one.
Look, I feel like, have you guys ever seen Relocated or Delocated?
I think
it's Delocated. I feel like it's going to be like almost like a mockumentary of this alien that's a hipster.
It practically
it's
has
like
to
a
be
president alien, and he's kind of like super over it. He's just like, I really can't stand being this as president of the aliens for life form.
That's why he drives antique planes.
I'm so over it. I'm so bored. My parents made me do this.
Have you done the coolest thing of all? It's touching that ruby.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna mount the ruby.
It guards the chest of your father's armor.
Oh, the chest of justices.
When you wear it, you can become a dragon knight. Once you pass the trial of the council, of course.
From the mystical land, far, far away.
Gaze into the orb.
Oh, that's great.
What are we doing?
I don't know which one.
Were you writing this down?
We're on an airplane.
Gaze at my ruby.
How did I get on an airplane?
And it's on a plane. And it's
on a plane.
On.
Also.
Wait, is the X-Men thing still part of this?
No, that's
this is an alien. Oh, yeah, for sure. Also, there's X-Men. Because all the wheels hook together, so.
Yes. Electro Man.
You're supposed to spin another plot wheel, but I think we got a bonus plot out of the marketing wheel.
X-Men. For hire.
Yes. There's tons of dislocated...
body parts.
Like, paranormally gifted youngsters. They can't do fast food. They're flying around all the time. Lasers shoot out their eyes.
They have powers, but they're dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
They're like dumb as fuck. They're like the hillbillies of X-Men.
Don't you be talking about me, you some bitch. I'm shooting you with a laser beam.
Forget pressure washing.
I'm a crazy, some bitch. You want to become a Michael.
This hillbilly has like superpower spitting. I can do a fake spitting sound. There you go.
But it's like clean a window up to 5 stores high.
Check it out.
A super whistle with his missing tooth. Oh, like a supersonic whistle. We're talking, these are the ones that they need jobs.
They need jobs,
you gotta hire them.
They have superpowers. They have a difficult time containing them sometimes. But I mean, if you want your bathroom like laser beam eye clean, that's who you gotta hire an X-Men.
Hire the X-Men.
X-Interns.
Like Adderall clean?
Okay, what's the name of this company?
Professor Xavier's School for Exploiting Gifted Youngsters.
I like it. It just
gotta be young.
Rolls
be
off the tongue.
People?
It just rolls off the
funnier.
Tongue.
You can hire an old person.
Yeah.
You might not
for
even
gifted,
know.
Those dumbasses.
Old people.
They age too, man.
They have to.
There's like the first generation of mutants that are still like alive and nobody wants them around.
But
there's no retirement plan for them.
So we made a nursing home
are
for
they
mutants.
Oh, here we go.
Nursing home
inbred?
For mutants.
Nursing home for mutants.
Them
if you're sick.
Inbred out there. Oh, Lordy.
Do you have obnoxious...
My ancestor mom looks sure fucking good tonight, boy.
Woo!
Can't wait to go down that goddamn crack barrel.
You can't say Cracker Barrel without like at least doing a little stink on it.
So, Cracker Barrel's one of the settings in this movie. Yeah. I'm excited. They're a sponsor. We'll get them on board.
The antique alien loves Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
We got
Alien planet. So it's an alien planet and an airplane.
No. So this guy's from an alien planet. And he's such a hipster that he's hanging out here all the time.
I like it. He's like a time in a propeller plane.
Or like a prince from another country that doesn't have like
Maybe alien means like just an immigrant.
Responsibility, so immigrant. He's hanging out over here instead for fun.
Or he's a hitchhiker.
Hitchhiking I'm space kidding. Royalty.
Yeah.
Hitchhiking space royalty. Nobody likes those guys.
No, they don't. That's why he keeps on having to move.
I hate those guys.
It's kind of like...
I got stuck in an elevator with one of those the other day.
What a sparkle pony is?
No.
It's a unicorn, right?
Does it have to do with butt sex?
No. A sparkle pony is...
It's dude wipes.
A Mary-Kate and Ashley looking chick that just hippies around, groups of hippies, and just bums drugs. Just hangs around, like, having visions.
That's
and
a life right there.
Playing with metal bowls and stuff and doing yoga and getting free drugs that way. So I thought, what if there was the opposite and there was a sparkle stallion? And what if this...
called hippies. They're called dirty hippies.
Okay, so I was at this fest, right, and I thought, what if I did this but just for chocolate? Because I didn't know there was a vending machine nearby and I was really craving chocolate. So I was like, what if I just go around from camp to camp and I'm like, oh, dude, I was wondering if anyone in your camp might have some chocolate. They would be like, what is chocolate?
What kind of drug is that?
The lowest cacao, the better. I'm looking for low cacao.
Low cacao.
Something dark. Low cacao.
I'm looking for something dark. Hey, that campsite over there, do you know if they might have any chocolate? Could you introduce me to one of them, maybe?
Let's go ask them.
I think we might have to go down to an eighth on the beer valve to...
Beer to zip fizz ratio.
Because a couple weeks ago, I think it was at about half. Fun, and I made a big mess.
We're talking about mixing zip fizz and beer together for the...
Not only any beer.
ADHD is fun, kids. You should try it.
Bud Light Platinum.
Platinum by Bud Light.
Oh, that fizz is thick.
It's 6% alcohol. That's a higher percentage than beer usually is, but it's like juicy, like a nectarine made of bread. Bud Light Platinum. Like a nectarine made of bread.
So good, you're gonna need dude wipes after you drink it.
Damn it. I think there's just all the fizz is in here now, and there's only like a little bit
Hold on. You need me to add beer to it.
I do.
Actually. Oh my lord!
There you go.
I think I do. You read my mind.
In front of the camera, that's too beautiful. We're seeing a beer to beer transfer.
Endorsement.
Wow, you have hepatitis now.
Hey, I want some of that.
Hip fizz?
I want some of that hepatitis.
No, it's the good one.
Give me some of that hoop.
There's Let me a... get some of that hip.
It's like
some of
that
hoop. Fizz.
Hep fizz.
Oh, shit, look at that. Told you. It's crazy.
That's an expensive quality looking fizz.
Suckle it up.
No, I have the hep that's good. There's a good one. It's like L or something. The good. You want that one. It's like a vaccine.
Hep deluxe.
Got the hep deluxe.
The hep deluxe.
Sports package.
Sports package. I'm not going to just leave that sitting there. That's too good. That should be the name of this movie.
Sports package.
The S stands for sports.
Sports package. Nobody knows.
Mm. I just hear package and I get horny. I just can't help
it. That's why this is a great movie. Oh, wait, so who's our female lead?
Female lead, here we go! Come on, Katie Couric.
Katie Couric is not...
Katie Perry, dude.
Madonna!
Oh, close enough.
Excellent.
That'll oh, here we go. Enough.
I'll take it.
Madonna.
Is definitely some kind of sex slave for this alien douchebag.
He's a cool bag.
Like in Scarface, like how there's the wife that's like on Quaaludes the whole time. That's how I picture Madonna in
so
a movie.
You got her
or
number
in
or
a baseball
what?
Uniform.
It's gonna have to be a CG Madonna.
No. Oh yeah, because she's kinda.
She's
kinda.
Is not. She's no spring chicken.
Dude, but CG Madonna is pretty legit. An alien would definitely have that. There's something not a fucking alien.
We'll do prosthetics.
No. We'll totally Robot. CG. We can CG her face young, but we'll just to be realistic. She's got to have some grandma days near the end of it. Just because I want some.
What
legit...
about CG her face, but her body's still kind of the same?
Yeah, but her body's rocking still. Let's do it.
No, we'll just shoot everything in anti-gravity, in like no gravity. So everything's fine.
That's totally hot.
So they're lifted and separated.
We'll record Madonna. in a sex scene with an alien in zero gravity.
That's going to be entirely CG.
Dang it, we can't. Dang it, she signed up for full nudes, man. Exactly. The contract.
You have to sign that.
That's a movie I would watch.
Trust me, you would prefer the CG version of that. She signed up so it's okay for you to CG her nude. That's what happened there.
That's the fine print.
Thank goodness.
Damn, that fine print.
Their boobs can't be the same size. One's got to be a little bit smaller.
Have you ever seen what happens to your skin as you get older and you like pinch part of it?
I have tattoos. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Takes longer to stretch down. Well.
Yeah.
I have tattoos. I don't see my skin.
She doesn't have tattoos.
See, I'm 31, but my
well,
ball
let me pinch her skin.
Is at least 70. According to the skin pulled back pinch rule. But yes, I'm sorry. I always lose it. I always lose us. I lose us every time.
You made me sigh.
You always talk about body parts.
I always lose us. Anyways, where were we? Madonna's the lead.
Something about Madonna's
balls. What's our
ball
male?
Sack.
Male
lead.
Something about Madonna's ball sack.
Here we go. That's a lot of dudes.
I want like a no ball sack roll.
Oh, yes. Eddie Murphy!
Oh!
Eddie Murphy!
That rule just went out the window.
I wish I could do an Eddie Murphy laugh. I tried to epic with it. There it is. That's better.
My little Hercules, Hercules. Is that trademark? Can I say that?
That's a balloon.
You were talking about the balloon?
Pretty sure
you've got a balloon right there.
Pretty sure this was a heroin balloon.
No, this is...
ADHD at its freaking finest. Snap.
That was an OxyContin balloon. That's different.
There's definitely heroin in here.
Oh, there's a game in that balloon. There's but that's
of Thrones.
Don't heroin pop
is,
it.
Heroin is not a game.
You guys, shout out to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Listen. Real talk.
Go ahead.
The Rockin' Comedy Show, which is the flagship of this station, uses these very balloons for one of their games. So I'd like to shout out Rockin' Comedy Show. These balloons, these games. That's gonna happen. And
that's pretty cool.
That's
I've heard of that.
Now I want to watch it.
Something you have to
I didn't
to
even know that existed.
You have to listen to it. It's on
I gotta listen.
RadioVegas.rocks.
That's way more convenient because I'm a guy on the go.
Yeah.
My eyes need to be doing stuff.
Your
That's
eyes?
Right.
My eyes are too much attention.
I'm looking at things almost all day.
All day.
All day I'm looking at shit.
I don't
shit.
Even know how my eyes it's make crazy. It through like, my kind of day.
Nobody looks as much shit as my eyes.
I don't know
dude.
How my eyes keep up with my schedule.
Nobody looks at as much shit as my I look at so many things, you guys.
I look.
My day is basically looking.
Half my day goes out just looking. Just looking at stuff. What'd you do today? Let me tell you.
I looked at everything.
Everything I saw.
I opened my eyes and oh my God. You want me to go up more? I'm going to keep going because it just.
Just
so
anything
much.
At all that was in front of me got so looked at.
So looked at. So looked at it was almost stared at.
I spent so little of my day asleep.
I can see that.
But when I did, I wrote down the dreams. Do you want to hear one?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do you remember your dream? I vaguely remember my
dream. You have the dream journal. Okay, new game, you guys.
Dream journal.
Okay, so... There was a road, right? Okay, brace yourself. This is a really you know when you just nod off for like a second?
All the time. Yeah, I know that life so well.
I started journaling what I see when I do that. So there's this road, right? I was sitting at my desk, and then all of a sudden I was standing by this road. There's this road, and there was an inflatable pool. You know those like big pools where you inflate the side of it?
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe 20 feet across, and it was about the same width of the road. And it was on its side because it was blowing over. So it had no water in it. It was sideways and it was blowing in the wind across this road. And I woke up. That was the end.
That was deep, man. That was deep. That means that you're...
Dream journal.
Live on Instagram.
That you're dehydrated.
Yeah. What's funny is I was tragically
dream
dehydrated then.
Dream journal.
I definitely was not drinking enough water in that moment.
Do you ever
I
drink
know,
water?
I knew.
That's crazy. How can you do this with another one?
Yep.
I didn't expect
Here
you to
go.
Do that. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, get ready. Dream journal.
Dream journal.
aquarium, and it was full of all these really jelly-like fish. And Ange and I covered it in ping pong balls. Ange Kerfoot, you should look up Ange Kerfoot because her music's really good. So her and I were putting ping pong balls on top of this aquarium. I don't know why, but the ping pong balls... Because
if you put light on it, it's dope as fuck.
I thought the fish were going to disco. So it made all the fish want to jump up through the ping pong balls and out of the aquarium.
Oh, they're all dicks?
No, that we felt bad. We tricked them into assholes. Jumping out. They're like, yay, ping pong balls, and they all jumped out.
They want to play volleyball.
And we were just grabbing handfuls. Exactly.
A fish?
Was the music playing in the background. It was by Pitbull. That's a Pitbull song? About volleyball? You've heard his volleyball album, right? Keeping it warm in the
jungle. Playing in the water.
Kodak.
So it was really sad, though. They all jumped out of the water, and they're all, and I was grabbing big handfuls of them and trying to put them back in the aquarium. But I could tell they were already going to die just from that amount of being in. And one of them looked really sad with really sad eyes, and it threw up. And it threw up everything, and I could see everything that was in its body as it was throwing it up. And it was really sad. And I just realized this I was dehydrated then, too. This was another dream.
I already know. Yeah, I already know.
I was going to see if you could do the trick again and tell me what my dream is about. But I was definitely...
But you had it already figured it out.
I was dehydrated. That's what
you
I was
read
about.
My mind. Now yeah. You're a mind reader.
Dehydration.
He's a fucking drug. X-Men. Can I hire you now?
For my dear, what?
Because of your superpowers of knowing your own dreams?
It's pretty intense power.
The ability to figure out your own dreams' meanings.
Ta-da!
He's available for part-time.
Part-time hire, because we part-time got most of the
only
time.
Graveyard.
Only when his eyes are not looking at shit.
He likes to sleep in the morning.
It's the only time.
I can only work it's with only my time. Eyes closed right now. It's the only time I have available.
The only time he has
closed
available.
Eye time. My open eye time is booked. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's the only
booked.
Time of day I have it's available.
It's booked demand. For looking booked. At shit.
I'm looking at...
Oh, there he goes.
Wow.
There he goes. And off he goes.
That's such a young baby to crawl so hardcore and powerfully.
He is.
Look how long he is, too.
He's a little badass.
He's long.
Where are we at in this movie, guys?
Fuck, well, we're doing a movie?
We're making a movie.
We've been making a movie.
Calm down, sir. Golly.
Did anybody watch?
No.
Oh, hey, why did you try to Facebook live stream?
Nah, dude, Instagram. Instagram live.
Oh, okay.
No one likes them on Instagram.
What? Instagram live does that now?
I thought our video stream stopped, but I just hadn't pressed play on it. Because why would I press play on it? I'm doing it. I'm making it happen. I'm pressing play on life right now. I'm living the life, the play being pressed thing. La Vida... play pressing.
Is this live right now?
So are we Instagram living too?
We are Instagram living.
Oh my gosh,
I believe.
It's so social right now. It's so social. Okay, so let's finish making this stupid
art.
Movie. It's already greenlit. They're already gonna fund it. There's already Marvel involved. It's on the Marvel schedule. It's called Looking at Stuff Deluxe.
So wait. X-Men is Marvel, right?
Yeah.
So when the fuck are they going to put the X-Men with the Avengers?
I thought they did.
They totally waited already.
When?
God, dude.
Like
you need to
six movies ago.
When? No, seriously. Am I that behind?
Isn't that the Avengers movie?
Can
it was like,
no, there's no X-Men in there. Avengers only has like Captain America, Iron Man.
Yeah, those are totally X-Men
what?
To me.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Can you see me seeing you seeing me?
Yes.
Ew.
Seeing me?
Ew.
Yes. Absolutely.
What's with ew?
Ill's
ew.
Pretty,
ew.
Dude, Ill's in right now.
Ew, you're
ew.
So hot.
Ew. Ew, you look too
he
good.
Well, maybe.
Ew.
I don't know.
Ew, what's with
he'll
your pretty face?
That's
so
funny. That's so funny because Nancy sent me a picture of like just her face and I was like, ew.
Oh, wait, that was bad. I was trying to send a picture to my mom of how long my eyelashes look. Because yesterday my eyelashes looked mad long, okay? And I was really excited, so I was trying to show my mom. And I sent it to him because he was the last person I texted besides my mom.
Whoa.
And so he was...
So then she sent it to me and I was like, ew. And then I sent her a better one.
It was worse.
Of his you're wang.
Ugly. You're an ugly man.
A wang pick.
Wang pick.
People that say dick pic are just so vulgar. You should say something better than that.
You see, you're saying the act is not vulgar, just the term for
the
it is
term,
vulgar.
The term, dick pics. Like, be a little more poetic.
We try to get laid after we say
that's
that
just
shit.
Like
a unit photo?
So gross.
Unit?
Oh.
photo.
You want to say something for the people?
Matatio, matatio. Mijijito.
Barely survived that.
All right.
You guys, we got to pause this movie and we got to do the news wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit that
news wheel.
Get that Palawana news, we'll spin that news, we'll spin that motherfucking news, we'll goddamn it spin that shit, Art, what the fuck? God, you worthless fucking Mexican. Out of all the Mexicans, we get you. Can't even spin a wheel.
Hey, we're all Hispanic right now.
Shout out to the Chicanos, bitches.
No one in this room is not Hispanic except Nancy.
Nancy, go away.
She's a quarter.
Everyone's Hispanic.
Nancy's a quarter.
That was the never-ending story thing.
Nancy's a quarter bean.
Really?
Everyone's Hispanic.
That counts.
That counts.
I don't speak Spanish at all. But neither does Mateo. My coworkers are trying to teach me.
Hey, get out of the video, dude. All right?
So
you're not a Kardashian yet.
We're going to blast through some news because I already
check out
talked about
lashes.
Some of it at the beginning.
Alright, Art, what's on the news feed?
Here we go!
News feed!
Nancy's
news
eyelashes
feed.
Are crazy long, naturally.
Crazy long,
it's amazing.
Naturally.
You should show them to the
it's
camera.
Because all
extra.
Of that Mexican in her. I mean, on her.
We're
you know what
celebrating our Hispanic heritage.
Eclipse. That is the news of the day.
Yeah, so.
Eclipse.
You guys, the United States is going to have an eclipse again for the first time since we were in elementary school. Remember that?
No,
oh, that was
no,
awesome.
No. There was one a couple years ago.
No, I mean a good one.
Oh, a solar
no,
eclipse?
No, that like
yeah,
eclipse solar. Light crap. No.
Last one was a lunar eclipse.
Full flavor.
A full solar eclipse for the United States.
When Frack and Twilight came out. I remember that.
On the 22nd, you guys. The 22nd of this month.
Of August.
Oh, really?
Make your shoebox things. Okay, you take a shoebox.
So Greasy's going to have a show then, yeah?
The 22nd?
To celebrate?
Nah, I'm like, I'm going to be on an airplane.
Nah.
Looking at airplane eclipses. So there.
Oh, with your alien friend? You
that
bet.
Just sounds better.
Now I'm going to look at some eclipse during the day and I'm going to get on an airplane and I'm going to be like, bye guys.
Where are you going?
Memphis.
For what?
Obviously.
A job.
No!
Wow, really? If you leave it, I'm leaving. I quit.
I'll be back in 2 days though.
Threaten me with a good time.
So you can only quit for 2 days. So.
Well, I'm going to quit for 2 days.
Second.
Yeah, okay, next news.
Solar eclipse. There we go.
News wheel.
Spinning that news wheel.
Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin futures.
You're going to be able to do futures on Bitcoin now.
What is Bitcoin?
It is a cryptocurrency based on a blockchain that you actually mine with math. There's basically a math problem you have to solve using a really beefy computer, and sometimes people have whole warehouses full of them, and every time you crack it, it makes you get one Bitcoin, and they're worth like a grand right now. And you can buy and sell pieces of them and use it as a currency, kind of like gold.
What the fuck?
So futures will allow us to trade like small amounts of it, like Mallow and I do. So
I was going to say, isn't that what you guys do?
Yes. And so that's exciting. We can do futures on the Bitcoin. Also, Bitcoin just had a weird split. And I actually talked about it before you guys came in. And new news wheel.
New yeah, news sorry, wheel!
We're a little bit late. Vegas traffic. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes you.
Whoa.
I hate this
new
band.
Mooch!
New Mooch!
New Mooch!
The fucking Mooch. I know about him. It's a cover up. I know it.
So.
Bastards.
He wanted the press secretary fired. No, he was the press secretary.
He got fired for sleeping with a hot ass news anchor.
That's it.
I can't fucking harp him for
is
that.
It really?
Yeah. No, that's
you know,
a rumor.
Danny,
it probably happened,
you're talking to some other people that don't watch the news.
That's basically what I heard on TMZ, all right?
That's one thing that probably happened.
I don't listen to news. So I come here.
Scatabucci.
The juiciest thing that's seriously from just a few hours ago.
Was her vagina.
Is he was going to have a major bounce back press event and do something else media-wise. And then he just recently tweeted that, no, I'm going to actually focus on my family since my wife just had a baby and do some private sector stuff.
And he was messing around with the hot-ass news anchor.
He just like did as many things wrong as quickly as possible in front of everybody. So yeah, I would do private sector now. Newswheel again.
One more time.
One more time.
Okay, now this word's a little tricky. Threadripper.
English.
Threadripper.
You're nailing it.
Threadripper.
Okay, you guys know computer processors, usually Intel or AMD, right? Intel's been pimped. AMD's been pimped. Okay.
I know there's single
code. We fucking don't.
All right. Give me like 20 seconds for the couple of fans I know that care about this. Threadripper. AMD has Threadripper now. It's basically a big ass chip with a ton of cores in it. Like, you can have 16 cores and 32 threads. That's why it's called Threadripper. So it's like, how many computers fit in this one chip? Ta-da, Threadripper. And it's so big, it's so funny. Everyone go Google it and look at pictures of it. It's neato. Threadripper, get ready.
Huh. Interesting. All right. That I know nothing about. Awesome.
All right. First Google one. It. It's cool.
The first exomoon is a different thing than the eclipse.
Yeah, what? You guys, we might have discovered our first moon on another planet outside of our solar God! System.
Wait,
no, for real. Outside of our solar system.
What?
So you know, it's only recently that we even discovered planets orbiting other. Well, like, in a planetary way, metaphorically.
Planetary way, yeah. That's what I was talking about.
We only recently discovered planets orbiting other stars. For the longest time, we've looked at other stars, figured they probably have planets. We've only, within the last few years, seen concrete evidence of definite planets going around stars and seen multiple... Yeah, it's huge. Now, we think we've finally seen enough detail to see a moon around a planet outside of the solar system. Something we all always assumed had to be the case. There's probably other solar systems just like ours. In these cases, though, it's around. It's mostly around red dwarf stars, because you can have a planet closer to a colder red dwarf star and have it be habitable. There's just more radiation, so you either have life that copes with the radiation more, or a better magnetosphere.
I wish the viewers could see your face right now, because you were just like.
Hopefully they can, and it makes me proud. Anyway, exomoon.
I'm in. You had me super.
We always assumed
in.
We had them, but now we're looking at extremely likely exomoon, just like we saw our first exoplanets not too long ago.
That fascinates me, man. It's a big deal. More about that stuff.
Yeah, watch YouTube. Shout out to SciShow on YouTube.
SciShow.
I watch stupid shit and drone videos on YouTube.
Many drone videos. No, I'm with you on that. Videos. Maybe this news will be about drone videos.
I doubt it, because
then you guys are talking about two different things. He said
drone
videos.
I said drum, and he says drone. He's but that's alright.
I heard drone. Just you know.
That's what I figured.
Of course you did.
I'm not watching drone videos.
That's alright, dude. I do.
Spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Oh, you know.
The news is it. That was it for the news.
Okay.
You guys have anything that on top of your head you guys
want to
talk about for the
No. This is it. Like I actually 2 minutes over. I have to say bye to everybody. I love you guys. This is Art. This is Danny.
Sorry guys.
Crazy conversation. Over. Yeah, the next show has to start. Listen on to the next show. Get ready. Abrupt ending. We love you.
Later guys. We'll see you next week. Bye. We'll be on time.
Okay, it's disconnected. Yeah, the other show has to start. We went
I thought it was at 7.
And
it's not even 7 yet.
I know, exactly. They start at 7. So I was supposed to start at a stop at 56.
Oh.
To give them like 4 minutes to start.
Whoa.
No, it's fine. They're close enough.
I feel like that was a good one.